From 2 Tango Mobile.
KN4 TFW.
A whole lot better today than I was Friday, but, you know, every day is getting better. But, that's what happens when you get old and you get your second COVID shot and it doesn't agree with you, you know. Chills and a headache. But I think I had chills bad enough I pulled a shoulder muscle. Go figure.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, you get them shots and sometimes you have a reaction just like you got that bad old flu, right?
That is. When I had the flu shot, I got my flu shot and the shingles shot at the same time. Had no reaction at all to it. I had a severe reaction to my first COVID shot because I had had the COVID virus, so, and I had got the shot too early. They told me about it afterwards, and all said I should have waited another 6 weeks, but, you know. And then they said this one should have been just fine. It wasn't too bad. It was just a miserable Thursday night. But anyway, just leaving the Publix over here where I had to go get some groceries and was talking to Tom N0TR on here the other day. We were talking about wings, and I just had to get me some wings today for lunch.
Good. Yeah, my wife called and said she was on her way home for lunch, so I'm running out here to Zaxby's. Going to pick her up some from there, I guess.
Food. Zaxby's are good. But I just happen to like the Publix deli, their wings. And I haven't tried any of their hot ones lately, but I'll get back around to those one of these days. But I like their just plain breaded wings. They're good. And a gal come out, and she had a tray, and she put, it was empty, and she put, and they had just told me before to be 25 minutes for it. She had put six in the container, and they give them to you in groups of five or ten, you know, or whatever. And I said, well, I wanted five, and she said, heck, she gave me the sixth one, too, so it wouldn't look lonely sitting in that container and somebody think something was wrong with it.
I never tried any of the Publix wings. I'll have to try them one day. And that I usually like the ranch flavored wings. I'm not too much on messy wings and hot wings.
Nine breaded wings. They have breaded wings, and then they've got the hot wings. And their hot wings are not real super messy. I mean, some hot wings you get, and you lift one up, and for the next 5 minutes, the whatever they put on it is slipping off of it or whatever. And I've noticed theirs are not really that bad. It's just that with the fact that I had gallbladder surgery 6 months ago, my system's still getting better on itself, as they say.
It lets me know, man, you shouldn't have done that, especially about 4 or 5 hours later, or wait till I get to sleep, and then it'll wake me up.
He has done that a time or two, and it's nice and blue-skied earlier this morning, but now it's clouded up. We're supposed to get some more rain today, I understand. Oh, well, I poured out 2 inches of rain out of my rain gauge yesterday morning.
Believe that. I was, of course, I work up in Spartanburg, and man, it was like Thursday night, and I was coming home. It was something terrible. And that, but at least it held off this morning long enough to get my grass all cut. I was worried about that.
KB4 CPA.
There goes the neighborhood. And when it gets back, I live over in the Spartanburg area, so I know pretty much all around this area. When it gets back to you, you can tell me where you work over here. Go ahead, David. We'll let you throw a word or two in here.
I said, Rusty, you're just a heck of a nice guy. You know, there are not many of us left. You know, it's like I included myself in that statement. But I hope y'all are doing well, and I didn't recognize who else was in there, but go ahead.
KN4 TFW. Yeah, I work at Lubrizol up off of Gossett Road.
I've seen that place. I've gone by it. I didn't know what it was up there, but I've seen it as gone by it. So, yeah, and I've been living up here like 45 years, and I've got to know Spartanburg County and a good bit of Cherokee County and some of Greenville County area pretty well in that length of time as I've traveled all over the area, both working and just getting around singing and everything like that. So, get a chance to do things like that and all. But, and David, what are you up to today?
Dropped one of my my tennis buddies off. We had a tournament in Anderson this morning with the league that I'm a member of, and so we're just now getting back, and I'm about 10 minutes from home, but I just heard y'all in there. I didn't have the radio on, so he and I were just, you know, talking, so I didn't want to be rude and be talking on the ham radio. But anyway, do you have to drive a lot on that section of Rusty on 85 that they're talking about? They're telling people to stay off of it in Cherokee County.
Hey, I don't get on 85 unless there's absolutely no other way to go, plain and simple. I tolerate 26 because between here and Charleston, between here and Columbia and here in Charleston, unless you want to ride two-lane roads all the way, there's no other way. And it's not as bad. But 85, I know all the good ways to get. I can get to Anderson without getting on 85 at all. I can get to Kings Mountain, North Carolina, without getting on 85 if I don't have to. So anyway, by the way, when it gets back around to you, you can tell me whether you won the tournament this morning. Go ahead, Ken.
Oh, so I'll say 73 to you guys and try to catch up with you in a few minutes. And you guys have a good one. KN4TFW. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, don't let us run you out there. Come back and join us. I actually didn't play, but I went because I'm a sub, and so I had to be there. But we did win, the tournament, I think one of our doubles guys lost, but the rest of them won, so... We, you know, overall, we won the tournament.
Well, that's good. And I was telling Ken about Tom and I were talking about wings from Publix the other day when I was on the radio with him. And I thought, I went into Publix today, went by the deli. They didn't have any wings out, and the girl told me it'd be about 25 minutes. So I went and did all the rest of my shopping, which took about 10 minutes. Got back up there, and one of the people back in the deli was just taking the tub out and put six wings in it. And I said, good. I want five of those wings. And since she didn't want to leave just a single one laying there by itself so somebody would wonder about it, she just threw them all in. So I got six for the price of five. And just like the other day, I got seven for the price of five. But, you know, and Ken's on his way to pick up lunch for his wife because she's on her way home for lunch. So anyway, I'm about back to the house, too. So, well, you didn't play, so you just sit there and cheered them on, huh?
You know, I could have... I guess I could have not gone because I've noticed that some other people didn't go, and I did when I wasn't playing. And he says in his emails or text to us to, you know, everybody come, and even if you don't play, and, you know, cheer the team on. But it seems like I'm the only one that heeds that. But I want to be a team player, and heck, you know, if somebody gets hurt, then I can go out there and take their place.
You get there, one of the things you do, even if you're not scheduled to play, is you warm up so that you're not going in cold when you go in. And all that would be the wrong thing to do. I think I pulled a shoulder muscle Thursday night, into Friday morning when my second COVID shot gave me chills and a headache. I had chills so bad I couldn't even pick up a cup of water and drink it, and my cup had a top on it and a straw in it, and I couldn't hold it steady enough that I wouldn't beat myself in the face with the straw, and that's bad. So I think I pulled a shoulder muscle in my left shoulder. And that arm that gave me the shot. So, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, I'm slowly but surely getting movement back into it. W2 T-Mobile.
For CPA. Well, I got mine yesterday, and I was a little concerned, but it's sore, but the motion that I use to toss the ball, it doesn't hurt. It hurts if I use my shoulder and my arm in other ways, but to toss the ball up, your wrist is facing up, and and your whole arm is going up, you know, stiff, so it doesn't hurt. It's really weird. But now the second one didn't do anything. I was a little scared, I'll be honest with you. Apprehensive, let me say that, when I got it yesterday, because the first one did give me chills, and I had to get a blanket and crawl under it and get warm, but it was right before I went to bed, and I'd gotten the shot about 11 that morning, and this didn't start up till about 8:30 that evening, but when I went to bed about 30 minutes later, and when I woke up the next morning, I was fine, I slept fine, and so the second one hadn't bothered me at all, though, thank goodness.
Excuse me. My first one gave me a case of, like, you know, like I had a late case of the virus again. I mean, I had headaches, fever, chills, muscle aches, bone aches, and all so it hit me about 10:30 Thursday night, and it lasted right up until Saturday morning, and about half a day Saturday, and I was just miserable. This, about 8:30 Thursday night, the chills hit me, and I got a headache, and I think it's probably from the chills. Your body vibrating is going to cause things like that. So, you know, I took some ibuprofen, wrapped up in a blanket, but the chills were going with me all night. So I'd get to sleep, and then about an hour and a half or 2 hours later, I'd wake up again and get up and walk around a few minutes, and then get back into bed and go back to sleep. And you know, it worked on me like that for a little bit. But anyway, well, I am home, David, sitting here in the driveway, and I've got groceries that need to go inside because I do have some cold stuff. And so I'm going to head on in the house, and it looks like we're going to get wet again. And as I was telling Ken, I poured 2 inches of rain out of my rain gauge yesterday morning. The first inch of it came from 40 minutes on Thursday afternoon, and the other inch came from all the rest of the night. So that tells you how much rain we got over here. Talk to you later, David. You behave yourself this afternoon. KB4CBA, WU2T, 73.
See, well, fine business. I'm getting ready to pull in the subdivision myself. Right here in just a second. So, you have a good afternoon. It's sunshine in here right now, but there's clouds all over the place, and I understand we're supposed to get some showers later on, and then tomorrow it's going to be pretty much a washout. So, I guess we need the rain. I hope we do. 73s, WU2T, KP4CBA, clear.